This is a special recording for RPG A Day 2018, presented by Dave and Matthew, hosts of the Coriolis Effect podcast. Hello and happy Saturday. It's day 11 of RPG A Day 2018. I'm Matthew and this is Dave.
Hello, and today's question is wildest character name.
I wonder how they define wild.
Yeah, I think this is a question with quite a broad range of answers, possibly. I mean, I find that, as I mentioned in one of the earlier RPG A Day podcasts, I can't remember which one now, you know, I want to have fun role-playing, but I do take the building of my characters a little bit seriously. And so I don't tend to give my characters really weird or wild names.
No.
For the heck of it, because I don't want to kind of spoil my mental image of the character by having this fabulous character that I'm going to invest a lot of time and creativity in and then call him Bonkface the Beardy Bonker or something.
Yes.
You know, so I'm not sure what they... I'm not sure what how I would answer this question, but do you have a wildest character name you can think of?
Well, like you, I find it very easy to come up with, I think, names that are quite good for my characters. Mm. I have to say, you know, a lot of people struggle for a name. I probably start with a name quite early on. I knew Bobby Rashid's name before I knew everything about his character. I'm thinking about some of the traveller names names that my traveller characters used to have, which are people like Bartholomew Christian, Jacob Trevelyan. These are not, by any definition, wild.
No, neither are mine. So you've got Baron Jericho, you've got Day of Decipio, you've got Bill Scarborough in the Fate campaign. Doesn't get more unwild than that, does it, really?
No, particularly for a Welshman.
Oh, God. Okay, I'm going to explain this. So this has been a thing that's gone on and on and on and on. Bill Scarborough, my character in my Fate campaign, is a miner from Yorkshire. And he's joined the engineers. He joined the engineers and was a tunnel...
as an engineer.
Engineer who would blow up tunnels under the trenches to try and break through into the enemy lines. Never been to Wales. Never been Welsh. Never even met a Welshman. He's from Yorkshire through and through. But for some reason, Andy and Tony decided that it would be funny to say he was Welsh. And obviously, Matt, the GM, has joined in that bit of harassment and bullying, which has come out in this podcast. So,
yes.
not that I'm bitter or anything about it. Now that the campaign's over and we've won. Anyway,
so. Wild character names. I'm gonna suggest a couple that I have had, and you can tell me whether they're wild. First of all, there was you started running a West End Games Star Wars D6 campaign many years ago.
Yeah,
which never really got off the ground.
No, I've always wanted to get a Star Wars campaign going really well, and we get a couple of scenarios in, and then for some reason it would lose a bit of impetus.
Yeah.
Anyway, go on.
So my character for that, I think, was the son of Grand Moff Tarkin. And that's always my Star Wars character of choice. And his name is Sun Dragon Tarkin. But, you know, I'm not sure whether that's particularly wild.
No, it doesn't count as wild to me. It's exotic, perhaps.
Yeah.
Different, but it's a wild. I'm not sure it's wild, no.
Not sure it's really wild. The next one I've got is from a Call of Cthulhu campaign. Do you remember the one that Andy Brick ran that was split between two different time zones? A sort of 1930s one and a First World War one?
I'm failing to recall it immediately, but carry on.
And I had a character there who was had been a black and tan, and his name was Azrael Hand.
Okay. Yeah, it rings a vague bell, but I don't really remember.
So having a Christian name after a demon, I guess, might be quite wild in the First World War.
Yeah. It's not really hitting the wild vibe, is it?
It doesn't do wild. And the only other one I've got is my first character from Andy Gibbs's initial Warhammer campaign when Warhammer was a role-playing game before it became
what it is today. Yeah,
what it is today, and is becoming a role-playing game again. Yeah. And that was a Grey Cloak the Cleaver or Mithkolo Kiris. And I remember looking through all the Tolkien stuff to get Elvish words for that. And that's about as wild as I get.
Yeah, I don't think I can really compete with any of those. Trying to think of a... Even my cave troll was called Darthood. Not even wild then.
Oh, I've got one. Turn the siren off.
I'm not sure we're allowed to do it after the siren, are we?
Well, don't worry. I'll talk about him tomorrow.
Yeah, okay, cool. All right, guys. We will see you all tomorrow.
This podcast special was brought to you by RPGGods.org and FictionSuit.org. RPG A Day is an idea from David F. Chapman of Autocratic.com, with the support of CastingShadowsBlog.com and Will Brooks. Music is by Stars on a Black Sea and used with permission of Free League Publishing.